Okay, so let's hear it from anybody who wants to share his ideas, and it's not going to be just one or two, the more, the better. And also, as a special request, I would like to ask the special guests from India, Sushmita and everybody, if you can also contribute how a global women IIT group would benefit and what are you looking forward for, especially if you are based in India and what your expectations could be. So let's hear it from somebody on that side. Please state your name.
Yeah, I'm Alaknanda Rao Alka, also from India. And I'm sorry I'm late because I just flew in from New York. We hadn't planned this earlier. So, but I'll see you all later, I'm sure. Okay. So, well, I can talk standing. I'm used to it. And one of the observations that I have at the moment, and also based on 1 week ago, which I spent in New York, with a lot of my old IITian women friends, I'm meeting some of them after 25, 30 years, and I was really honestly surprised to find that the women IITians in India have, most of them, had a better scope in careers than the ones in the US. This is an honest observation that I have at the moment, not only based on this group. This is the second time I'm coming to the US, and the first time was for 3 days, which was just nothing, not worth it. But this time I spent some time with my friends and colleagues, some of whom were supposed to come for this conference. None of them could come. Mainly, family commitments are very heavy in the US as compared to India. Family support is a big thing. And when I went through that, I personally felt grateful that I had lived my career in India rather than in the US. Otherwise, I wouldn't be where I am today. This is the first observation. So my so that brings me to, what wish do you have for this group? Yet many of us have moved to the US. So my one wish for this group to look at, honestly, is to see how we can provide peer support to many of us, even in terms of family care. Because I know my son was spent the day with my parents when I was working. Poonam was my colleague in those days. She will bear with me. Those of us who have not had children or had other family support, it has been easier. But I'm sure it's really a jugglery to balance a career and home in the US. And this observation came down from another friend of mine who was recently visiting us in India. And he mentioned that, I'm surprised to see so many senior women in technical positions in a place like Calcutta. And I don't even pride myself and think that there are that many women in senior positions in India. But that also led me to sort of observe on it. I think we should really look at this as an objective, because many of us being first generation immigrants, we do not have family support here. But now that many of us here have a large group, we could perhaps work on something which works in times of family support. How can this group or individuals in it support you? She was mentioning a very interesting observation. She has had a very lucky mother who, every time she said, I'm bogged down with family problems and leave the job, she said, wait, you get back to it. Unfortunately, I had a very caring mother who would say, oh, you're bogged down with family problems, give up, you don't need to work. So sometimes it's good to have, be able to talk to peers, technical peers, professionals, friends. So I think we really need to have a peer group where there perhaps is even something like a call-in. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. You need to speak to somebody at the other end, not just the Yahoo groups. I think that's what I would like the group to think about.
So thank you so much, Ilka. And that's a great point you bring forward, because that's what we were aiming for. What you talk about, if you just state it in a word, that could be called mentoring and support, of course. So if this group provides that to each and all of us and more who haven't registered as yet, so I think that task could be accomplished. But any more suggestions, please? Thank you.
Observation for my moment is that I need a voice. I need a wife for myself. You know, if somebody could do everything that I'm doing, which is being an entrepreneur, raise a 6-year-old, lactating mother, you know, I have a 5-month-old baby whom I just nursed and ran to this I said, there's no way in this world I'm going to not be in this conference, you know. That would be like harm, Anjana, like I've lost, you know. So basically that's the observation. I wonder why, you know. And I've also given permission to my husband, said, you go marry someone else, you know, I don't care. You know, that's of course a joke, but you know, that's my feeling at this point, is that I'm going to use the lunch hour to go and farm somewhere and come back. But I love technology and I want to always do it, and I want to use technology for the benefit of a very large group of people, you know, not just the people at the top. But right now my company is focusing on the have-nots in India. And I feel so depressed every time I think that, you know, my life is miserable, and then I think, you know, that the people I'm trying to help, they are worse off. So I cannot give up. If I give up, who's going to be, you know, doing what I'm doing? And maybe I don't need to do that, but, you know, it just makes me happy, and I feel so excited when I do what I do. And I just decided one fine day, 2 years back, to quit my tech job where I was doing really well, and just took the plunge without knowing much. And I feel very, very happy when I do what I do, but really at this moment, that's my feeling, is that I need support. And I don't know, and I think someone said that we need to talk to people who are in our situation. I feel so frustrated. I have cried so many times, you know, just from the frustration, is that I cannot give this up. I cannot give up anything, you know. I have to do this for my children. I have to do this for my family, and I have to do this because I love technology. It's like I want everything, and that's very difficult, you know. It's just one you.
So you want some support from the group.
Support from the group. I mean, I wish someone would start like a great company which says Desi Nannies or something, you know. you get this, you know, surrogate wife who can, like, starting from making the bed to doing everything, do that. But,
thank you. For sure.
You know?
But how do you see this group communicating? Can you suggest some means that you feel that could help you, if suppose you have to interact with this group for the coming year on a regular basis?
Actually, you know, I can't figure out, but, you know, I don't like to be judged. Like, a lot of the times, you know, I think someone said we need to talk to people who are, like, in the same situation. Like, I would be branded a bad mother, you know, right away, if I say that, no, it's important for me to go back to work and do what I like to do, you know. And a lot of assumptions are made, and that hurts me, you know. But I think I really can't make a suggestion at this point.
Okay,
you know,
but you can always give us later. So
yeah. So, but you know, I just wanted to express this because, you know, I'm at the juncture where I want to do a lot with technology, do a lot for people, and I am also, you know, mother second time around. I already have a 6-year-old, so you know, it's really crazy. But I think, you know, a lot of people will identify with. So I wanted
definitely.
To share this.
So I see definitely from few of the answers that have come up, work-life balance is one of the issues that could be generally discussed or even supported by the group in general, right? Which includes like mentoring, networking, and work-life balance is definitely one of the issues. Patricia, do we have one more? We can have one more? Okay, thank you so much. Can you please use the mic?
So I feel, and I think many of us will agree, that we all can do what we can do. I know I can go out there, make a difference, I'm good, like all the other men. There's no difference. I don't even consider myself as a woman, really. We are used to that in IIT, there are none. So, you know, this whole thing about me being a woman, I don't care. I don't care them to think of me as a woman. I'm not a woman. I'm just like, when I'm a human, I'm good at what I do. You know, that's important. What is the difference? The difference is I do really give birth to child, and they don't, you know. And whatever that biological, emotional thing comes about, the hormonal changes, is only going to happen to me, not to the man. So yes, there is a difference. And it's a good thing to realize that there is a difference. And how do we substitute that with something like this, where we've got to find a man in network? If all of us, now we have at some point in time had people come over, you know, we have the basic nannies who come in and do stuff. If we can through this network, say, okay, I had by somebody working for me and she was good, but now I don't need her, she's somewhere else, and you can, that would be tremendous. How did I grow? Because I found an incredible living man, incredible. She was my second mother. She used to even tell me, maybe take puja kar, you know, whatever Hindi, I think everybody kind of knows, you go do it, okay, I'm here to take care of your children. Somebody like that, she was almost like a mother. So there are people like that who could help, and to have that network to put those names down would be a real practical solution, you know, that will help all of us.
Okay. Quick. Quick. I totally second that. That's exactly where I am today. I was where you are today. A few years ago, I did the whole crying thing, I did the whole hand-wringing, hair-pulling thing, how do I manage this? And I read this wonderful, wonderful book. I want to suggest this to the entire group. It's called The Price of Motherhood by Anne Crittenden. And I don't know if you guys have read it, but it changed my life. I read it at a point where I was really ready to quit my career and just be a full-time mom and be ready to be miserable my entire life. But the book changed my life. It got me back. Within a year of reading this book, I got my career back on track. And I'm still kind of struggling to find my career and find mentors and do the networking thing. But I think I'm at the position now where I have the same challenges as any other guys have. So I don't have the challenges that, you know, working mothers have. And I did the nanny thing, I'm doing the nanny thing, and it's so any suggestions for the group as a whole?
I think her suggestion is really good of maintaining this resource network, maybe even posting the information, whatever information we get, posting it on the website, on nanny agencies that work, or individual nannies that we know of, or just resource information, sharing that information. And then I like the other suggestion of the call-in, where certain of us who have experience in certain areas can volunteer to be phone support people, you know, people that you can call on the weekends and talk and get that kind of support.
Thank you. All right, so here's what happens for Shweta and I. So Parvati graciously approaches. This is one signal. Then there's a yellow light that goes on up here that goes, sum up. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take accountability for that. So we just want to say thank you for being open to first listening to the presentation I did on these findings. And again, they're rich and will provide the deeper findings to you in other ways. Thank you for being part of this process, because you just illustrated the thing that most people kind of step over or don't address in mentoring and networking. Yet mentoring and networking is really interesting when, as a community, you start to address an issue or an opportunity that's of interest to a large number of people. So you just sort of started naturally taking that on. I want to leave you with two closing thoughts. One is, the same thing can be done in an organizational setting. We actually did something similar with some women who, out of working together in a network like this, realized that they normally never really spoke to each other, that half of the women in engineering and half of the women, or half of the employees in engineering and half of the employees in operations were women, that they all had a burning issue for the company. The burning issue was the focus on product design, not customer satisfaction. And as a network, they started to be a voice to alter the company's outlook. Now, something you have surfaced here is this whole idea of when the big, hairy, all-consuming responsibilities of work butt up against other life responsibilities. And you started sharing ideas around a network on that. So we just want to leave you with this idea of the network as a way to address issues and opportunities that are of mutual interest. Now, we're really done, and here's what's going to happen. So we said we're going to take the notes and craft a provocative proposition, an interesting question. We're going to work on that. We're going to share it with Parvati. It'll be available when you come back at the end of the day and do an open mic discussion, which will be much broader, even richer and deeper in its sort of approach. So thank you for launching that, and thank you for the time to do this with you.
Thank you, Pat and Shweta. That was clearly a very, very rich discussion and source of information. I was actually fascinated to see that, you know what they call the elephant in the room? We may be all professionals, we need to network, etc., but the elephant in the room is we have another life. and how do we manage that? And so glad you brought it up, and we need to talk about all of these things, but we need to talk about all of them. I have a few things to bring up before we leave. First of all, just out of curiosity, I'm sure everyone's wondering which IIT people are from. So let us just go through. IIT Bombay, raise your hand. Okay, look at each other. All right. Maybe you should stand. Stand, IIT Bombay, stand.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right. IIT Madras. Oh, wow. All right. Okay. IIT Delhi. Great. Okay. IIT Roorkee. We've got Roorkee here. IIT Kharagpur.
Oh.
Oh. These are people who heard first about this. So here they are. IIT Guwahati. Guwahati. Too young, yes. The alumni are very young. But if you know a Guwahatian, tell them about this. Okay. Next thing I want to ask. Decade.
Kanpur.
Oh, there's a Guwahati.
Kanpur.
Oh, I said Kanpur.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I thought I said Kanpur. Sorry. Kanpur. Okay. I see. Okay, good, good. Very curious about decades. People who graduated in the 60s. Yay! All right. 70s. 10. All right. 80s. Ah, we have more people here. Okay. 90s. It's the army. Okay. The 2000s. And let me work backwards. 2006, 5, 4, 2004? No? 3, bam, the babies. Okay. All right, couple other things. Just one more thing, really. I did have a group come by. They're from a group called Reach for India. They're about nation-building projects in India. And they wanted to say that for all of you who are interested in those things, they will have a kiosk at the IIT 2007 meeting. So please look for them. And then the last question, how many of you are going to attend the IIT 2007 conference? A little more than half, I think. But for those of you who aren't, you came here just for this. Give yourself a hand. It just shows how important this is to all of us. So we're going to go out to lunch. Lunch will be in the mezzanine outside. Do you want to just assort it, or do you want to do it geographically? Assorted? Okay, fine. So, assorted, everybody just find your own places. Who will tell you the time? 1 o'clock. So we're about half hour behind. We normally had a 1 hour lunch. I think I'll make it a 45 minute lunch. Please try to come back within, say, 45, 50 minutes. And we'll get going with the rest of it. Geeta, were you trying to say something? Okay, lunch.